There's two people in particular that shall not be named that ruined it for me. Let me tell you. You know what I'm saying? They ruined it for me, yo. You know what I'm saying?
But look. Even with that, you'll take the crazy with that.
It's like I'm lying. Who am I fucking kidding?
You would take the crazy with that. Because when she start to cursing you out and she start hitting the Spanish words that you don't know, but you know she just says some shit to you, like, oh, goddamn. That went 100% bad, goddamn it.
Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Yeah, you already know 50 my favorite nigga. You know what I'm saying? But anyways,
niggas still ain't fucking with 50. Really.
Yo. So y'all already know. Let's just get straight to it. The 420 code. Now, I know that this one is one of those rules that doesn't apply to most of y'all because a lot of y'all listening don't smoke anything but blunts or papers, you know what I'm saying? But for those of y'all that do indulge in the art of the glass, the bowl, the bong, or what have you, there are a few rules that you need to understand. According to the 420 code, you need to learn that it is an art to always corner the bowl. That is actually the first rule of thumb.
All right. Cornering. Hold up. Before we go any further, I am not a bowl smoker.
Right.
So I need to know what the fuck is cornering.
Let me explain this to you, right?
A bowl.
So
I'm black.
So, all right. So you guys, so the weed's getting broken up. Boom, boom, boom. Right. It's put in this bowl. And this bowl is going to be passed around the circle, right? Just all like how weed is normally passed around the circle.
You pass a bowl? I thought a bowl was a personal thing.
Well, see, that's how it seems because you always get that one guy that doesn't know what he's doing and lights the shit all in the fucking middle of it and just burns it all the fuck up, right? Okay, so he ain't really smoking it all. He just burning it all up for the next guy to get what's called a Scooby snack, which is some bullshit. You don't want to get that fucking...
These real terms?
Yeah, these are real terms, yeah.
Give him a Scooby snack. Shit.
Yeah, so...
I have a hard time converting the papers, goddamn.
The proper way to light your bowl is to light it on the outside, meaning cornering the bowl. Hit it on the corners, the four corners, and then around the circle. You never want to start in the middle and work yourself out. You want to work yourself around and back into the middle. Oh. This way, all the weed burns evenly, everybody gets a nice hit, and everybody's happy.
You have a lot of white friends.
Of course I do. You know this. You know this. You know what I'm saying?
Because I mean, all the black people I smoke
you
with
do
that
realize
do
that there's, you realize there's people that listen to us every week that think I'm a fat white man. I swear to you. I'm sure that I've never met any of those people, but I'm 100% sure that there's some folk who, if they saw me in real life, they'd be like, that's you? Jeez. I thought you were just a bold white guy that says nigger a lot.
Well, they'll have one out of two. One out of two. Right? One out of two.
Yeah, because you do not get high by how much you smoke, but how much you smoke by the 420 code. I'm telling you, whoever wrote this book was fucking high off their ass, yo. Probably off of more than weed, yo, but it's funny. You know what I'm saying? And then they follow this up by telling you that the nature of all glass is to break. I feel that. Like, I think that can be applied to way more shit than just, like, glass bowls.
The nature of all glass
is to break. Think about it.
Okay.
It's like an inevitable thing. Is there any such thing as unbreakable glass? And
yeah.
There probably is. But, I mean...
Bulletproof glass.
Well, I guess it doesn't work because it has the word unbreakable in it. Whatever. Elon Musk just made a fucking indestructible car that was destructible on the fucking stage while he was demonstrating this. I don't believe none of that fucking shit.
Well, his stock went down that day.
But if y'all want to go read more, because each of these, like I said, I'm not going to read the whole chapters from these, but I will give you guys like the name of the rule of thumb. And if you want to go read more of it, and this is not a paid endorsement, they have no idea who I am. They're not giving me shit for this, you know what I'm saying? But I just thought it was a funny little book, and I went and got it. So if you're interested in getting it, go visit the420code.com and, you know, I don't know, tell them that I told you to come get there. Maybe one day they might pay me to tell you that. I don't know.
Well, shit. Tell them to publish my book coming out called Black Smoking Code.
All right. So now, like I said, as I was coming up with the idea for this show, we started reaching out to people on social media and trying to source a bunch of stories, stoner stories, based off the premise of Because I Got High. So with that being said...
Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next.
All right, so this person said, I was at a music festival with some of my friends from high school. My friend Jim and I went on a mission to find some weed brownies. Jim is a party guy. You know what I'm saying? My friend Jim and I, he had proper English and all that shit too, you know what I'm saying?
Jim and I, right.
We both used to smoke a bit, but we never had brownies before, so we were pumped. We got some and decided to eat now, to eat half later, blah, 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 blah. So they get to this point where Jim and fucking him are high off their asses off these fucking brownies because they just kept eating them because they weren't feeling it, not realizing that edibles take a while to kick in. You might eat some cookies right now,
and you
won't be fucking feeling shit. And then 2 hours from now, you'd be high as St. Charles, fat ass and shit. So that's what happened to these guys right here.
St. Charles?
St. Charles, yeah. High as St. Charles.
All right.
What? I don't know. I heard an old guy say it one time, and it just stuck in my mind, and I never decided to question. It's St. Charles fat ass. Yeah, that's what he said. He said, I'm high St. Charles fat ass. I said, all right.
I don't even want to know how you got to that point. We're going to keep it right in mind. All right.
All
right.
So anyways, yo, these dudes was eating these edibles and shit, right? And they're like, you feeling it yet? Nah. You feeling it yet? Nah. So when they started feeling it, they seen this fucking giant grasshopper jumping towards them, like a 3 foot long, like fucking grasshopper, like some out of this world shit. And these niggas started doing karate kicks and flipping and rolling over and got in a tuck and roll in a fetal position and then looked up and seen the regular sized grasshopper just sitting on the side of the tent, just looking at them, because obviously these niggas was high as a bitch, and I guess this grasshopper looked different to them. Moral of the story is that when you're gonna go eat an edible, eat it and fucking wait. It's not the same as smoking, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't eat the whole fucking tray of questionable brownies that some questionable person made for you, you know what I'm saying? And then, because there's one thing about this shit is that it's all fun and games until you get so gone that you have to wait it out, because there is no real way to reverse the effects of THC.
Right.
There's no real way to just make it go backwards.
It is. So, no way.
Not really. I mean,
he needs some milk.
Man, that shit is one of those little fucking... Listen. There's all types of these little fables and shit that we grow up on and shit. Like, we was raised that way or whatever. But just because our parents and grandparents or whatever told us that some shit was real does not mean that that shit is fucking real, yo. You know what I'm saying? Man. We've got to figure
that
out a way.
That boy needs some milk.
Do you know how many people are running around America, especially in the black neighborhoods, that's been eating thoroughly overcooked food for their entire life? Like, I don't think niggas actually know thoroughly overcooked food, because your mother told you that if it looked a certain way, that it wasn't done. And we believe that shit.
No, yeah, what do you mean?
That ain't true. Food is cooked to a temperature. Ain't no such thing as a color. Of meat being done, especially not like steak,
nigga.
No such thing.
Nobody ever gave you undercooked chicken.
If it was under the temperature, yeah. There's no color. There's no color that tells you that meat is undercooked.
I done bit chicken before, and it was soft on the outside, hard on the inside.
Let me tell you, if it was undercooked, that means it didn't hit the right temperature.
Ah, shit.
Well, anyway, let's teach the people some other shit real quick.
All right.
This is Higher learning.
All right. So there's all these different types of cannabinoids that are the chemical compounds that come in the weed that you smoke. They have the different effects. Some of them are psychoactive. Some of them are non-psychoactive. Those are the two basic ones that most people know of. So they know THC, which is tetrahydrocannabinol. Y'all know that I stumble over my words all the time, so it is what it is. But CBD is the non-psychoactive. So you've seen a lot of CBD products out there nowadays. Those are like the gummies and things that people are taking to help sleep that don't get you high. THC, obviously, is what you're looking for.
So what do CBD do?
Well, it can produce other physical benefits. So it can help with the pain relief and nausea. It can help with seizures. It can help people that suffer from migraines. So it's like the medicinal part minus the psychoactive effect. So you can get the weed with the THC in it, you know what I'm saying, that will get you high and also help you with your nausea, help you reduce pain, preventing seizures. Or if you have a more of a chronic back pain or something like that, or chronic nausea, dealing with like cancer patients and things like that, they may need a higher dosage, something with THC in it. But for lower diagnosed situations, CBD would definitely work for them. A lot of times, especially youth, like when you have children that have been prescribed, this type of, method of medicating, you know what I'm saying? I've seen many situations where kids were prescribed like CBD drops that have like severe seizures and like insomnia and stuff like that.
I did see that
before. All right. You have CBN, which is cannabinol, and this is used to ease symptoms and side effects of different neurological conditions such as epilepsy, seizures, and uncontrollable muscle stiffness. And then there is THCA, which is one that I never heard of before, but it's basically tetrahydrocannabinol acid. So it helps you with different things like Parkinson's disease, ALS, arthritis, and autoimmune diseases. It's similar to THC, but it doesn't cause any of the psychoactive effects. And then there's this other one that I've never heard of before called CBG, which is cannabigerol. And it says, although it's thought to help reduce anxiety and symptoms of obsessive compulsive disorder, they're using it as a new medication way to try to treat PTSD and depression. So we'll see what's up with that.
And where do you find that at?
This is all information that I pulled from the actual medical.
I'm talking about the last thing you read.
The cannabinigerol.
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming that there's different types of plant or cannabinoid products out there that are focused on that. But if you look at so for the most part, most all weed has at least traces of all of these cannabinoids plus more in them at all times. It's just that the dominant one in the weed that most of us smoke would be THC. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you ever go buy weed from a dispensary and you look at the packaging on the back, depending on what lab it went through, the lab gives different levels of information. And sometimes they'll give you the full breakdown, like 0.04% of this, 0.17% of this, 0.26% of this. You know what I'm saying? And usually when you have high CBD strains, like you might have a strain that's like, a higher ratio of CBD close to what the THC count is in it. A person like me or you, when we smoke it, we'd be like, man, this is some trash, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But a person who's smoking it for that effect of not really getting high,
right,
the CBD will kind of play off the THC and counter effect the actual psychoactive part of it.
Okay.
All right, we're about to catch a vibe to this new record from E. Smith called Flavors on Higher Learning.
Ben.
Notice.
It's a vibe.
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 Yeah.
Sometimes I want banana OG, cherry pie, Cinderella 99, oh my.
Oh my.
I love that Gorilla Glue. Want that heavy high, make sure you bring the indica through. Yeah, I love that OG in my switcher. I'ma roll it up, so bring a lighter with you. Got the top roll back when I'm riding with you. Bubble gum, yum, yum, pineapple berry.
that Bubba Licious in my swisher. I'ma roll it up, so bring a lighter with you. Got the top roll back while I'm riding with you. Bubble gum, yum, yum, pineapple, berry rum. Come and get it, we gon' hit it. Let's get lifted if you with it. I got goodies, sour cookies, keep the doobies, we can use them. Yeah, yeah. You feel me? Come and get it, we gon' hit it. Let's get lifted if you with it. I got goodies, sour cookies, keep the doobies, we can use them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lifesaver.
Tell me, can you taste the rainbow, baby?
Can you taste the rainbow?
Gooseberry.
Tell me that you like the flavor.
What's your flavor? Tell me.
Lifesaver.
Lifesaver. Tell me, can you taste the rainbow, baby? Tell me that you like the flavor.
What's your flavor?
I love that OG in my swisher. I'ma roll it up, so bring a lighter with you. Got the top roll back when I'm riding with you. Bubble gum, yum, yum, pineapple, berry rum, yeah. I love that Bubblicious in my swisher.
It's a vibe, it's a vibe.
So bring a lighter with you. Got the top roll back when I'm riding with you. Bubble gum, yum, yum, pineapple, berry rum, yeah.
It's a vibe,
it's a vibe,
it's a vibe, it's a vibe.
In my swisher, bring a lighter with you.
Ben.
Notice.
Yes, the volume.
What have your first thoughts been so far since we got off the plane this morning? After I snored everybody's head off. Look, see, you know what is funny about that?
It before I bring
it's funny
it
because I know I'm going to snore, right? I know I'm going to fucking snore. But I kept waking up every once in a while, and I thought that I was waking myself up before I got into the deep snore. So I felt like that I was like doing people a favor. When I would wake up, I'd look around, and no one would be looking at me like all angry or awkward. So I figured one of two things were happening. Either A, for some reason, I just wasn't snoring for some reason, which I don't know why that would be happening, or two, that the rumbling from just natural rumbling from being on the airplane prevented people able to hear me. But you told me otherwise.
Oh, no, sir.
Yeah.
You had that plane rocking.
Did anybody look at me crazy? Like,
listen, at one point I didn't see the lady sitting next to you. She must have got up and went somewhere. It said somewhere else, man.
She should have got up and went somewhere anyways, yo. Like, first of all right, God bless the lady. You know, probably a nice old lady. Somebody's auntie, grandma. I'm totally wrong for even saying anything. Right. But at the same time, all right, look. Mad empty seats, right? She gets up to go sit over in a different seat to start with.
Right.
Then she changes her mind. So mind you, her choice is of three different aisle seats. No matter what, she's getting an aisle seat.
Right.
So she chose to come back and sit next to me again, right, after she got up. And it had to be victim of being close to the snore, motherfucking monster. Then that's on her, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to feel fucking self-conscious about this shit. Yo,
I was so motherfucking comfortable. I was in a row to myself.
I was comfortable as a bitch, too.
Oh,
I was out.
Oh, God. I put my legs up on the seat. I stretched the other way.
I didn't pull my laptop out not once. My phone was turned off the whole time. I didn't listen to a song, watch a movie.
I put my phone up too. I was gone. I woke up twice for like a good 2 or 3 minutes, real quick. Looked outside.
So what was the shock value like on your lungs? Like, I mean, shout outs to, you know what I'm saying, the homeboys back home, but it's like three something in the morning East Coast time. Uh-huh. We were smoking something that looked great.
It was some good. I didn't want to leave it because we were so rushed to get to the Uber outside.
Right,
we had to leave. Goddamn, near
you seen I was trying to leave it. I like, man, fuck this shit. I don't care. I'm gonna go to sleep. Yeah. The way I seen it, I was like, look, I'm gonna go to sleep and wake up and then go get the pack for real. You know what I'm saying,
man?
But, so, fucking
first time out here. First time smoking Cali, but I'm First of all, I'm high as shit. We've been smoking literally since we got off the plane. We probably got, what, an hour of sleep recently?
Yeah, I went and took like a little power hour nap and shit.
I'm still high as shit. I can't explain it, yo. I can't smoke shit when I get back home. I can't.
I told you it's gonna be that period of time where you're gonna start prioritizing your weed guy. Like you're gonna start picking the ones who it's like, man, if you know this person is the one who doesn't, there's always the guy who's always available.
Right.
And then there's the guy who's hardly ever available.
Right.
But when he is, he got that. When you see him, you're gonna buy a lot more of that now to have, you know what I'm saying? Versus,
but that is still not this.
Yeah.
Well, so I mean, even I'ma look at that like, what the fuck is this?
Well, that's why everyone needs to keep going and lobbying their local congressmen to make it to where this thing, you know what I'm saying, goes all the way through and is legalized everywhere.
This is only the first day.
But,
all right.
You know what I'm saying, that's not here or there. I was kind of tight when we first got the MedMen because first and foremost, let's just go back. So last time I was out here, it was the week that they were getting ready to stop letting you get picked up by an Uber at the airport. So you got to catch like a shuttle bus to this fucking little weird LA exit thing, right? And you get there, and when you get your Uber, like you order an Uber, and then they don't tell you the car that's coming. They give you like a PIN number. And you take this PIN number, and then you walk up to a person, and they say, oh, go jump in that car right there. And they got it set up. I mean, it's pretty organized. Like, I mean, I know I'm just hating. I'm just talking shit because it was pretty organized how they got the shit set up. And it was not that inconvenient. I guess I was just only pissed off about it because it was raining outside.
Right.
So we happened to, like, get off the plane and then walk into the rain. So, like, that was pretty much a drag. And then I get the MedMen, and they tell me that they're all out of Crescendo. When I called around two other places, and neither one of them had it either. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was hoping that I was going to get it there at MedMen, because I called the two other places that I thought I could get it from. Neither one of them was there. So I was talking to the one bud tender. I'm explaining to him what I'm trying to do. I'm picking between a couple different strains, and then one that
if y'all haven't been into a dispensary like myself.
Oh, yeah. Right. Walking in there was probably like culture shock for you because that was the first time that you ever walked in one. God. Yeah.
I can't explain it, yo. This is coming from a place of you happen to hide weed and to walk into a store specifically for weed. And they got the weed where you could look at it. They got the little magnifying glass so you could look at it up close. You could open the little slot to smell it. And I'm just like, damn.
You like the Weed Genius Bar? How they got the touchscreen set up or whatever?
You could, what type of bud is this? And how much THC is it? This shit is amazing, guys. I don't know. I can't describe it no other way.
So, I ain't gonna lie. I'm trying to go back and see that one with the hair, though.
Oh, man.
That one with the hair, yo. I might have to go back just to see her, yo. Like, when she just walked around the corner, and then, you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where it's like, the attitude that I see people have, like, off the rip. Like, mind you, I'm not, like, a judgy-ass nigga, right?
Right.
So it's like, you might have had something fucked up that happened right before you walked around this corner. And you carrying that fucked up shit with you around this corner.
Right.
So you come around the corner with the stank energy, right? You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, I'm not the nigga who's going to assume you like that all day. However, at the moment, you are unapproachable. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The way she walked around that corner was super approachable and shit. You know, it kind of threw me off for a second. Like, I felt intimidated. Like, I wasn't all the way right enough to try to go for that. You know what I'm saying?
You felt like she was welcoming.
I just wasn't in the mood for rejection. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't in the mood for it. You know what I'm saying? I had a mission that I was on. And my mission didn't end where I wanted it to, but it did land on this shit called Now and Laters by Ember Valley.
And I think that's a good thing. Everything happens for a reason. So even though we ain't get the crescendo, this Now and Laters is still something worth talking about.
All right, so let's first look at the genetics of this shit. So right. Now and Laters is, all right, so the lineage of this shit, I can understand why it has the taste and the smell and the flavor profile that it has. It's so complex. It's a cross between Candyland and Blue Power. Now, Candyland is GDP in cookies. And Blue Power is a super group. So usually when you try to, most hybrids are two parent strains crossed with each other. But sometimes you want to cross for certain type of genetics, right? So there might be characteristics of two strains that you like that you need something from a third strain to either bring it out or to balance it, right? Mm-hmm. So those are typically referred to as super groups, right? Because they're hybrids of more than two. So right. Blue Power is a super group hybrid, which is a triple hybrid of Blueberry, White Widow, and the original Skunk Number One. So all this shit together, a lot of times when you cross strain and back strain shit too much time, you can end up with an unstable strain, or you can end up with a great, beautiful strain. In this sense right here, they somehow mix this right, because even though this is basically a mix of five different parents and it was unpredictable what would happen, this is a sativa dominant hybrid, which right. was why I was glad that I could get this when I couldn't get the crescendo, because part of the mission was I like to have a good solid sativa dominant hybrid to smoke throughout the daytime. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm especially as a creative, someone who's always working on things, I want to. I don't want the weed that's going to sink me into the couch. Yeah, this kept
us up pretty much all day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, I ended up taking a nap because of jet lag, and I stayed up all last night. But it wasn't because, you know what I'm saying, the shit sank me into the couch.
Nah, yeah.
So I kind of got a lot of sweetness. Like, this definitely, Now and Laters, like, the name definitely made sense. It smells sweet, but not sweet like bakery sweet, but it smelled sweet like a good fruitiness, citrusy.
I like to describe it as it's not a sharp smell, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's a little, I would say a little bit more dullish smell, but it's a strong, dull smell. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. This is like a strong fruity, dull smell. The way it look, it's very fluffy, a lot of orange hairs with it, a lot of crystals.
Right. And it was like, it was a pretty, like, it was fluffy, but it was solid. Like, it wasn't stringy.
Right.
It's not like a stringy weed.
No, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's budded together. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can see the buds in it.
And you definitely get, like, that, you just get that sweet, like, you know, like,
but it's subtle though. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know how some buds, you open the pack and it's just like all everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I don't feel like this is all everywhere. Like, this is, yeah.
And it definitely has the good finish when you blow it out. So it's like on the inhale, you're getting a good taste, but on the exhale, you're getting a great taste
right,
as well.
Right,
and
right.
Although that, it is a sativa dominant hybrid, it does also come with the body high, but it's not the body high that's going to, like I said, put you into that lazy mode where you're not trying to go out and do anything.
I feel like I want to do something. You know what I'm saying? Like, not too much of something. Like,
right. And it's not like it tastes or smells like a Now and Later, but if you think about when you open up a bag of Now and Laters, it just has, when you open it up, you just smell sweetness. You smell an array of different flavors that all have one thing in common. They are delicious.
They call it Now and Later because you taste it now and later.
See what he just did there?
Mm-hmm. So you taste it on the inhale, and then you taste it on the exhale. I mean, on the exhale. And well, however way you go, goddammit.
So
inhale, then exhale.
Usually this ranges between 20 and I think 23%. This batch that we had tested in at 20.46% on the THC with a 0.04% on the CBD. So obviously CBD is there in traces of the strain, but it's not enough to where it's going to counter the THC. Overall, I mean, I like it. You know what I'm saying? Like I haven't had anything from Ember Valley before, but usually, you know, and one thing I want to say, all right, so before I give my shout out to the butt tenders out there, there's a lot of people who I hear in conversation when I'm talking to different people, just like shooting the shit or just like exchanging business ideas or whatever. And you hear a lot of people that will minimize like the amount of knowledge that goes into being a actually good butt tender, right? So every nigga who smoked a blunt of weed after school, you know what I'm saying, like in his fucking backyard and shit, you know what I'm saying, or who's been running around nickel and diming, you know what I'm saying, his homeboys around the corner and shit, can't necessarily just say, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and go pay a couple dollars for a certificate and just go be a bud tender. Like just like anything else in this world, you need to have knowledge of what the fuck you're talking about. Like most of the shit that I don't know, if I don't know some shit, I try to go look for the information. But it's dope when the experiences that I've had so far, usually when I spoke to someone who was working at one of these places, I can ask them very specific questions and they can give me very specific informed answers. Right. And if they
down
can't
to what to smoke if they didn't have what you was looking for.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's what I like. That's crazy. Like, oh, shit, you ain't got this, but you got this.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take that.
Like, there's a lot that goes into it, and I think that, you know, the amount of knowledge that a good... Now, mind you, there are just some people who are just there, just collecting their check, getting a discount. But there's other ones, like the kid that I met today and the one girl who I met earlier at Cookies, like, she was... They knew their shit, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you could tell that... they were interested in being able to pass on that information. So that was cool.
Right.
All right. So.
I heard as far as taste, we did taste?
Yeah.
See, I'm high as shit.
Right. So I, 1 to 10, where do you rank this?
I give it a see.
See, we don't really know where we're.
See, but this is what I'm gonna do. This is in the category of Cali bud. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Not in the sense of bud that I smoked back home.
You okay. Get
what I'm saying? Like, so Cali bud, I say a 7.5.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? I know it's not like the. You feel me? The you know what I'm trying to say, goddamn. This shit, I am high as a bitch, though.
So look, I was looking on like the little settings and shit in my Siri the other day, and I saw that I could change the accent of the voice. You could change the gender if you wanted to, and you could change the accent. So it's like I could change Siri to be like a British accent.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that shit excited me.
Right.
Like, I was like, yo. I was like, you mean to tell me?
The British accent?
Like, yo. Oh, like that'll have a nigga feel like James Bond and shit, yo. No. Hey, yo, Siri. Like, tell me da-da-da-da. And then she talked back, like, with the English accent, yo. Like, I'll feel like I was
and
007.
And what's the English accent? You got to do it.
I can't do it. I'm like, I can't do it.
Cheerio.
Cheerio. Oh shit. So
Cheerio.
I was thinking to myself, like, yo, like, does anybody else, like, what accent is your accent? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know for me, even like if you was annoying, let's say I really didn't like you, your personality wise, right? I liked you enough to hang out with a chick, but I didn't like her enough to really want to be around her, right? But if she had a British accent, I could get past some of the things that I wasn't into just because I would love for you to sit around and talk to me in your British accent, yo. It made me feel like a fucking double agent or some shit.
British accent don't do it to me. I think the I Poppy. Oh my God!
I got PTSD from those. I love the Latina accent and I love the island accent, but I got PTSD from that shit. No. Like I've had just for those two. There's two people in particular that shall not be named that ruined it for me. Let me tell you, you know what I'm saying? They ruined it for me, yo. You know what I'm saying?
But look, even with that, you'll take the crazy with that.
It's like I'm lying. Who am I fucking kidding?
You would take the crazy with that. Because when she start to cursing you out and she start hitting the Spanish words that you don't know, but you know she just says some shit to you, like, oh, goddamn.
Oh, shit.
Well, that one. That went 100% bad. God damn it.
Yeah, it did. All right, we'll keep it flowing. Well,
motherfucking, I don't know what else to say besides that. All right,
so movies are being remade. People always hate it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think that a movie that was great back in the day, 30 years ago, when people watched it, deserves to be remade nowadays for people to see it. Mm-hmm. Or sequels that didn't happen back in the day and happening now, I think that they should happen. I just think a lot of times the Hollywood fucking executives or the people in charge just picked the wrong fucking movies.
Right.
So, I'm going to put you in that position.
Oh, shit.
You are Mr. Hollywood executive right now.
Okay.
Tell me a movie that either should be a remake or B, needs a new sequel right now, and pitch it. Pitch that movie.
Let me see. I don't want to be so obvious. I don't want to be so...
This is higher learning.
Yeah. One of my favorite movies back in the day used to be Spawn.
Okay.
You remember that?
Uh-huh.
Was Michael J.
Michael J. White.
Michael J. White, yeah. And I think he's still relevant enough to come back and make a continuation of that. Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay, because you know that there is supposed to be a new Spawn coming out.
Oh, for real.
I forgot who they said was doing it. That's actually a thing. Hold on.
But Michael J. White got
it. I don't think Michael J. White is in it. That's the thing that I think.
He got to do it.
Who is the new Spawn? Jamie Foxx is supposed to be the new Spawn.
Interesting,
right?
Right.
Because it's one of those things where it's like, I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of movies where you could have me sitting here talking shit for a whole half an hour about how they should never do this movie over. Don't do that. If you do this movie over, you got to use this guy. And then when they throw Jamie Foxx's name into it, it makes you go, interesting. Mm. Because
right.
I just believe in Jamie being able to... See, he's one of those actors that can become a character.
It's by Marvel, ain't it? Marvel took it, didn't they?
Yes and no. Todd McFarlane is the one who is set to write and direct it. This would be his first feature film, period. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I
thought it was a Marvel thing. Oh, okay.
I mean, I believe it has to have something to do with Marvel. I just don't know. You know how so many people's hands have their hands in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
I got another movie then. I like this.
Well, Spawn, no, okay. Spawn is not Marvel. He was created by Todd McFarlane.
Right. But I'm saying Marvel ain't pick it up to do a remake of it. You know how they take shit and remake it and make it their shit.
That's interesting. I never knew that. You know what I'm saying? I always just assumed that Spawn. I always just assumed that every time I see a comic that they're part of one of those two worlds, like. Marvel or DC. Like, it's right. Like, it's like you have to pick a side. Pick a side or die. You know what I'm saying?
Viacom too? Ain't that, was that villains?
I don't know. We're going to talk about them villains later on. That's definitely going to be one of our top five conversations later on this season. All right. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about the top five movie villains of all time. You know what I'm saying?
All right. But I got another movie remake.
All right.
And if they do it, I need some money off it.
You know they ain't going to cut you a check for shit. Any idea that they steal from us off this show, and we will never get paid for it.
Especially because we're in L.A. right now. But they need to make.
All right, it's time to roll up and catch another vibe to this record from Jay Light, 24 Hours on Higher Learning.
Ben.
Notice.
Notice.
Notice. Notice.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. It's getting
serious on this track. Catch the vibe.
Been running for 24 hours. Cause I don't wanna water my flowers. All in for the money and power. These niggas stay heading, they sour. They probably ain't on cocker, no jails. Cause I'm a motherfucking savage. With turkey bags full of that cabbage. Blowing those on my weed smoke. Getting lit until we choke. Open up four doors that I ain't know. Sipping on mud with standos. Hold the stove, we got me zoning. Dre kicking in and I'm floating. Nigga, I live for the moment.
It's a vibe, it's a vibe, it's a vibe.
Real nigga, get how show what it do. Waiting on Lil Ma, give me my cue. Take a nigga, bitch, make it feel brand new. Did it one time, then I dip in the coupe. I don't give a fuck about none but you. Shorty ain't got it, I'm on to the next. If she want fuck, but I only want that. My shit only gon' get a bitch way.
Ben.
Notice. Cause I don't wanna water my flowers. All in for the money and power. These niggas stay hitting they sour. They pray I don't conquer no challenge. Cause I'm a motherfucking savage. With a turkey bags full of that cabbage. With a bad bitch speaking that Spanish. They look like a light show. From them rhetoric just right out the bando. Lil mama gon' do what I say so. Throw back one time for them pesos. Lil mama hit me with a latex. Same take me into my apex. So woman take a high like a plane jet. Crash inside her like a train wreck. Lurking through traffic, I'm moving me. We're deep and still yelling, fuck your team. Get money, boost some niggas' self-esteem. Catch a fly, no rockin' diamond chains. Pussy niggas know how I'm play that shit. Aim at your head, yeah, bet I won't miss. Still give in, no fuck about a bitch. I just wanna pull up in a brand new way. Yeah, I been grinding for 24 hours. Is I don't wanna water my flowers. All in for the money and power. These niggas stay hitting, they sour. They pray I don't conquer no challenge. Cause I'm a motherfucking savage. With a turkey bags full of that cabbage. With a bad bitch speaking that Spanish. Been grinding for 24 hours. Cause I don't wanna water my flowers.
Ben.
All in for the money and power. These niggas stay hitting, they sour. They pray I don't conquer no challenge. Cause I'm a motherfucking savage.
It's a vibe.
With a turkey bags full of that cabbage. With a bad bitch speaking that Spanish.
Catch the vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
But they need to make Love and Basketball 2. Oh, this the catch.
All right. Oh, look at now. You touching the classic there now.
Love and Basketball 2.
Uh-huh.
A Kobe and Gianna story.
No, they can't do that. They can't do that.
You gotta do it.
They can't do that.
But, I mean, you can't call it Kobe and Gianna's story.
Okay, but, hold on. Time out. Before I shoot your idea down, let me give you a chance to elaborate.
Right.
What do you mean by a Kobe and Gianna story? Because right. I think I know where you're going with this, and if you're right. going where I think you're going, then I might have changed my mind already and right. be into it.
So the character would still be Omar Epps.
Right.
And Sanaa Lathan.
But they have a daughter.
And now Omar Epps is the coach.
Uh-huh.
So now it's a love story between a father, his daughter, but not only his daughter, he's her coach. And she's this big time superstar in high school.
And she's growing up and she's liking boys and all that shit. Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you feel me? She still comes back to daddy. You get what I'm saying? They right. still have that beyond basketball, beyond everything else, is still daddy, daughter. You get what I'm saying?
Hey, you might got a hit with that, yo. Yeah. You might got a hit with that.
I don't want to touch on the tragedy, but.
No, you might got a hit with that one.
Yeah. Somebody come see me, man. I got a lot of ideas.
Yeah, you might got hit with that one. All right, so if I were to remake a movie right now, it would be not even a remake. It would be the sequel that was never made.
Okay.
And this would be perfect for Eddie Murphy's comeback tour that he's on.
Okay.
The comeback run, Eddie Murphy needs to do The Distinguished Gentleman 2.
Distinguished Gentleman.
Now, in The Distinguished Gentleman that came out back in the day, Eddie Murphy was running for, like, senator or some shit like that, or some type of public office,
I'm trying to remember.
Jeff Johnson, the name you know. You know what I'm saying? Because he happened to have a name similar to a guy whose name was already on the ballot, right?
Right.
So they, somehow, whatever it was, he gets voted in, blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. At the end of the movie, when he gets all found out to be, like, a con artist, but he ends up pulling the shit off, and it's all, like, happily ever after, whatever, they say, what are you going to do next? He says, I'm going to run for president. And then the movie goes off.
Uh-huh.
And they never explore the idea of doing this.
Oh, shit.
Now, imagine this now in today's day and age, where you have a campaign where you have Eddie Murphy, who's now at the age that's plausible for him to look like a guy who could be running for president in the United States. Mm. And then you can make a fake, like, Donald Trump-ish type guy, a Bernie, a Biden, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of caricatures of these type of political parties and shit that you could make the greatest political comedy right now. You could set the this decade off right now with a political comedy that will make sense and touch hit people the right way, because you'll play it off of the shit that's happening in real life anyways.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That's where you got to go with comedy. And Eddie Murphy would get a hit right now.
He's not scared to go there.
He's not scared to go there.
This
would be a hit movie. Yo,
I got another. See, boom. This is not necessarily a movie.
Okay.
But I would take a movie.
Oh, shit. Where you get ready to go with this?
I would take a movie and then turn it to a series.
Okay. Where are we at?
I would take Friday and turn it into a series. But Craig is now
the popped. Father. Yeah.
And now he's going around telling his kids and doing all of these things and the lessons and you feel me? And it's a typical day on the block or every day. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Or for real, what it could be is that, all right, so you know how some sitcoms take place all in the same day, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Some sitcoms take place over time or whatever.
Right.
This could be a deliberate sitcom that's recapping the whole week, but it's taking place on Friday.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right, so it's like, it can be a sitcom, like any sitcom would be, but we see different pieces of, so they can make the storyline fresh and interesting.
And you know, because now, they can only show us
a little bit of Monday, a little bit of Tuesday, a little bit of, you know what I'm saying? Like,
nowadays, you can make it more dramatic.
And it all leads to some type of lesson that he's, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we can make it Friday this serious. Debo's revenge. But Debo's not the one getting the revenge. You know, everything is next generation. You
right.
You know what I'm saying? Now Debo's son is coming back.
Yeah, you can tell we're high as a
high as a rent. Bitch. But they better not. Hey, they take this shit. They better pay us that chicken. Anyway, Debo's son coming back.
All right, so what about a movie from another point of view, like not even a remake. Well, it would be a remake, but instead of like redoing the movie, like, you know how usually the easiest way to explain it is, like, if there's a good guy and a bad guy in a movie, usually the movie is told from the perspective of the good guy. We're supposed to perceive him as being good. We're supposed to root for him and say boo to the bad guy. But if we were to see the movie from the bad guy's perspective, would we always think that he was he that bad? Like, maybe he had a reason for all his little fucked up shit he was doing. Well, I don't know.
As soon as you say that, the first one I think of is definitely Scar from Lion King.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what if we seen like how it was living his life?
I grew up my whole life in your shadow.
In your shadow.
And then you let this little punk ass nigga Simba just be the king.
Nigga, what? Do you know how mom used to treat me back in the day?
I'm out here in the fucking hyenas.
Where was you when dad beat me that day? You get what I'm saying?
I'm out here in these fucking hyenas.
You
don't,
right. Left me in the trenches, nigga, and you get all the motherfuckers. You don't know how hard it was for that, man.
Man.
God damn. You do not know how hard it was for that, man. But, what other movie? I don't know,
but that was a good one. Yeah, fucking
yeah, that's it. That's
Lion King from Scar's point of view.
What's another good one? What's a villain that's like real prominent? You get what I'm saying?
I don't know, because I feel like that even if we got a lot of the villain stories from their point of view, it'd still be like, but did you have to go murder 18 people because of it? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel your pain, my guy, but I don't know if I feel it that much. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, what else you could do then? What else? What other movie can you flip like that?
I don't know, but we should post it to social media and see if we can get some people to chime in on that. And then before the end of the season, we'll bring this topic back up and throw it out there.
You got to do something like Schindler's List.
Yeah. But from whose perspective, though?
Hitler's.
From Hitler's?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm not.
If we're going villain, he's the villain, right?
Okay.
He's the villain.
I'm not sure.
So from his
I'm not sure if understanding Hitler's perspective is going to change anybody's mind.
No.
I don't know.
But people always like to see how evil and diabolical somebody is.
You want to know what's crazy? Because this is airing on 420, and of course, you had to make the Hitler connection. You know what I'm saying?
We almost
went, how many minutes? We done went like damn near almost 50 minutes without making a Hitler connection.
Oh, shit.
It is what it is. Fuck it. We got the munchies, so we're going to teach you guys how to start making your own edibles.
Some Skittles, I get something to drink, because I got the munchies! I've been smoking dope! I got the munchies!
All right, so.
People, he literally just downloaded that sound clip 15 minutes. And it's perfect.
Look, that's how you know we high as shit. It was been way longer than 15 minutes, yo. We've been recording for damn near an hour.
You've been recording for an hour?
Yeah.
That blunt gone.
It's that now and later show.
Nigga. Your memory gonna be now and later.
Shout out to Ember Farms.
Yeah, and this is unexpected. Who the fuck is Ember Valley. You said Ember Farms.
Yeah, Ember Valley. Yeah, Ember Valley. Ember Valley Farms. Because I know it had to be a farm somewhere.
You just knew it was a grassland. You just knew it was a grassland. God damn it. That nigga said Valley Farm, nigga. Something green. God damn it.
Yeah. All right. So, listen. I know that you guys want to make your own edibles. I'm going to try to help you to do that. But we need to do this shit in steps. All right? Now. Yes, you can go take a bag of weed and crunch it up and figure out a way to make some weed butter. It'll work. It'll be okay. You'll feel good about yourself. All of your friends that don't know how to do it will egg you on and pump your head up, but you're just wasting it. You're doing it the fucking wrong way. So I'm going to help you guys. If you guys realize, if you try to just eat some weed right now, and you took that same amount of weed that you tried to eat and you rolled it up and smoked it, there'd be a difference, right? You would get high from the weed that you smoked. You wouldn't feel the same high from the weed that you just ate.
And you know what? I used to think that because you know how weed fall out their blunt?
Yeah.
At the end, you know, for me, I used to just eat the weed.
Right.
Thinking like, oh, I'm getting extra high.
You wouldn't even realize it if you did, for the simple fact that the amount of heat that it takes to to convert the THCA into the THC would, by the time it happened, it wouldn't be in the proximity of when you ate it. So you wouldn't notice that you got high off it anyways. So this thing is called decarb oxalation, but we're going to just call it decarbing, okay? You need to decarb your weed first. Basically, you're activating it. You're activating the THC in the flower. So when you break it up and you put it into what you're trying to infuse, it's able to extract the THC, which is usually going to be something that's alcohol-based or fat-based, because THC is soluble in alcohol or fat. But we'll get into that later. The easiest, most simplest way to decarb your weed is in the oven. There's people that are going to try to debunk what I'm telling you right now. They're going to say, use a hot water bath. It works. It's not reliable. By putting your weed in a jar, placing it in hot water, you don't know what the temperature is inside the jar. So you can't guarantee that you're going to get an even heat across all the weed. Plus, you risk ruining all the weed if you happen to drop the fucking glass and it breaks in the fucking water. All right, or if you get water into it. And there are machines that you can buy especially for this. If you have the money to afford that, go buy those machines. I'm telling you, they're expensive as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Go look them up. You can get one off of Amazon right now. You know what I'm saying? But the easiest way is in the oven. So you want to preheat your oven to 240 degrees Fahrenheit. Break your weed into small chunks or grind up the buds and spread it out onto like a baking sheet that you line with like parchment paper, something simple. Bake it for 25 to 30 minutes, all right? Now, CBD takes about 25% time longer to decarboxylate because it's a different chemical process that's happening in there. So you want to bake that for about 40 minutes. But for most of us that are trying to make infused edibles, 240 degrees, 25 minutes, you're good. You want to let the weed cool down. Once you let it cool down, now you can proceed with infusing it into what I'm going to show you using oils, butters, milks, or at this point in time right now, once you let the decarbed weed cool down, you can actually use a coffee grinder and kind of grind this into a fine powder and then sift it 50-50 with some baking flour, right? And you can actually make an infused flour that you can use for certain recipes. Most recipes call for you replacing some type of component, whether it be a butter, a oil, a milk, with an infused version of that. Sometimes you can double up the fun by having the flour itself, you know what I'm saying? So I'll explain all that later. Now, when it comes to dosing, you just want to dose responsibly. Obviously, the reason why people make their own edibles at home is because the legal situation surrounding edibles that are sold commercially is that there's a maximum of 100 milligrams that can be in a most packages of edibles. So for the most part, most dosages that you take are going to be really micro doses. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are looking for stronger situations. But with that being said, you kind of still want to go find yourself a THC dosage conversion calculator online. It'll be easy for you to look it up and find it, just because you don't want to be that person that either is making your edibles way too strong because you're probably losing money anyways on it, or you don't want to be the person that gives something to someone that causes an unpleasant experience. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to overkill it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've definitely had some shit before that for someone who wasn't expecting that, they might have had a fucked up penoid experience. I was all right with it. I just like soldiered it on. But you know what I'm saying? But I done been.
The worst shit I had was, I had some brownies with the weed in it. like weed pieces coming out the brownies.
Now, here's the thing. If they would have decarbed that weed first, that could have worked if they would have grounded up. But if for delivery method wide, they would have wanted to ground it up in the powder, like how the with the coffee grinder, and just put it into the brownie mix. Like, that is the most rudimentary way to get the infusion in there. Because, like I said, once you break it up and put it in the flour,
we stuck in my teeth.
That shit was crazy.
Bro,
yeah.
That shit was disgusting.
Yeah.
Never again. College is, yeah. I did a lot of, yeah. College was some shit.
All right, so I'm going to teach you guys how to make some regular munchies. I found this shit on Delish called a Milky Way Hot Mess. what you need is butter for your skillet, a box of devil's food cake, plus all the ingredients that you need on the box, obviously. Then you want to get some Milky Ways and chop them up, and get 3 scoops of vanilla ice cream, and then get whatever topping you want: fudge, caramel, cream, whipped cream, sprinkles. Preheat the oven to 350. Put the butter in the cast iron skillet. You want to make the devil's food cake batter like you normally would do, but instead of pouring it in the cake pan, you're gonna pour it in the cast iron skillet. And then put half of the Milky Ways on top of the shit. And bake that shit. Take it out, let it cool, put the ice cream on it with all the toppings, put all the rest of the Milky Ways on it, and this is some high shit for your ass to eat. You know what I'm saying? That, like, this is good, that shit. Just sound good as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, you is a chef, low-key. So one day, you have to take one of these recipes, and please do your due diligence.
We'll see. But before that, let's get into some top fives. Fuck it.
Brunga fives. Yeah. Who got fives? Where's your fives?
That nigga said, who got five, nigga?
All right, so put five on it. Greatest albums of the 2010s.
Whoa. And it's my generation. I graduated 2009, so this is like my prime years
here. I'm a geek. And look, and mind you, so people understand the rules. So I hate the top 50 list. I feel like they make you focus on the best. You're allowed to just pick your favorites. But when you have to pick a smaller list, you're forced to pick the best and your favorites, of course. It's always going to be biased, right? But these top fives is not in any order. We just got to put five on it. You know what I'm saying? So whoever I list is not no 1 through 5. It's just that these five are the five. Now, if I had to make an order, that'd be something different. You know what I'm saying? But that ain't what we're doing. So my five is Take Care, Drake.
Okay.
To Pimp a Butterfly.
Okay.
Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. From Kanye West.
Okay.
Now it starts to get tricky when I only have 2 slots left. Right?
Okay.
So I feel like even though I'm not the person who thinks he is as great as his fans would say that he is, 2014 Forest Hills Drive from J. Cole has to be in this list.
That's in my list.
If I put these other guys there.
That's in my list.
And now I have one more spot left.
Okay. Who gets the spot? Who you give it to?
Kendrick Lamar lands on this list twice, yo. I think I have to give Damn or Good Kid, Mad City a tie. I don't want to put him too many places in this five, but like, yeah, like I think that those two would have to at least tie for a position in there. So that's my five. That's probably cheating, but I made the rules up.
Those two is in my top five. So I'm gonna start my top five with definitely Damn from Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
Forest Hill Drive with J. Cole. To me, this album changed the game. And it was so iconic and so big. Before it came out, it was anticipated. You know what I'm saying? But Watch the Throne.
Okay.
Watch the Throne was so epic.
Yeah. And see, if I had a longer list, it would be in there. I just couldn't justify it being in my five.
Okay. Watch the Throne. Again, this album was so epic when it came out. But College Dropout. Kanye.
Okay.
And this is a discrepancy. That's four so far.
Okay.
This last one is a discrepancy. Because when you say album, you're talking about official albums. But this last one, I feel like you can't leave out. You can't leave it out. You can't leave it out. Because today, if you play these songs, I would still feel the same way I felt when I first listened to them.
Right.
But so far gone.
Okay.
Drake.
I have to let that count. That has to count. You know what I'm saying?
You said Take Care. You feel me? Right. Take Care was technically his third project.
Yeah.
You know, he had So Far Gone, and I think, what was after that? It was one after that. I forget the name. But then Take Care came out. That was his first official album.
All right.
But So Far Gone, that came out my senior year of high school, 2009. Right? And that was the playlist for my whole senior year. And that shit was so epic to me. Like, I don't know. I was walking around like, I don't know.
That was a good five right there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, we made it through this episode, man. You know what I'm saying? And since
this is coming out on 420, happy 420 to everybody. Everybody, please roll a fat blunt for me.
And smoke irresponsibly.
Smoke irresponsibly, please. And please get high as I am.
So listen, if you guys want to listen to more or subscribe for like other exclusive content, or you want to buy some of these, some of this merch, we got the Dreamland Clothing Co. t-shirts out there. We got some Higher Learning Podcast t-shirts. We got some other cool shit. So if you want to check that out, you can visit our regular website at itsnotjustmepodcast.com, or you can visit the letter A 420 podcast. 420podcast.com. That's the letter A, 420podcast.com. I'm going to have the links down in the show notes so you can click on it down there. Hopefully, I don't have to say that at the end of every episode. I'm just going to just put the links in the show notes and just fucking pass the word on. So, on the next episode, next time on Higher Learning, we're going to smoke some shit from cookies.
Oh baby.
Yeah, and we're really gonna get into it. We're gonna come back with some more questions from the mind of a stoner. We're gonna come up with some more weed stories because somebody on the internet was high. We're gonna teach you some more shit about weed. We're gonna do some more strain reviews, and we're gonna put five on it and catch some vibes. And we got a couple special guests that we're going to be talking to, so I don't want to say their names until we actually do the episodes so I don't jinx myself. But with that being said, see y'all next Friday.
Yes, sir.
All right, so before we get out of here, we're going to leave y'all with another vibe. This record's called Focus, produced by us, High Society, available on streaming platforms everywhere.
Ben.
Notice.
Focus.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Focus.
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 Away from myself, from all you, yeah, from all you, yeah.
problems, babe. Know you got problems too. Who lied and told you, girl, that loving you is easy? We got a ways to go. You got some work to do. We both got work to do, but you don't make it easy. Maybe we will, maybe we won't make it back to love. What should I focus for? You're halfway out the door. Maybe we will, maybe we won't make it back in love. What should I focus for? You're halfway out the door.
This is higher learning.
If you want to listen to more, visit our official website at a420podcast.com.